USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new White House coronavirus response coordinator is confident that the United States can get through the BA2 case surge.
Let's see where the next few months go. I'm concerned. I want to watch those numbers. But at this point, I remain confident that we're going to get through this without disruption.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Dr. Ajit Jha noted that COVID-related hospitalizations are at their lowest levels of the pandemic. However, he stressed that health officials will continue to watch the numbers in case hospitalizations and death rates increase. Gas prices are remaining steady this weekend. AAA reporting Saturday's nationwide average for a gallon of regular cost $4.12 a gallon. This time last year, it cost $2.88 for a gallon of regular. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There's an update regarding a man who set himself on fire in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday.
A Colorado man who set himself on fire Friday evening in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington has died. D.C. Metropolitan Police identified the man as 50-year-old Wynn Bruce. He was airlifted to a local hospital where he later succumbed to his injuries. It's not known why the man had set himself on fire. There was no further comment offered by Metropolitan Police. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Parts of New Mexico are under a state of emergency as raging wildfires force thousands to evacuate. Two wildfires east of Santa Fe have destroyed over 200 buildings, and a fire west of Tahoe has doubled in size to become the largest currently burning in the United States. New Mexico's governor telling reporters that New Mexico has 20 active fires driven by hurricane-force winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The world's first all-private crew to the International Space Station is heading back to Earth. The mission brought by the private company Axiom Space was supposed to undock Saturday from the ISS, but the plan was delayed because of high winds at the splashdown site off the Florida coast. The four men, including a former NASA astronaut and three paying passengers, left Sunday night for a splashdown Monday afternoon. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, they're remembering one of their own who passed away over the weekend.
Former Senator Orrin Hatch, the Republican from Utah, died Saturday with his family at the age of 88 in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And ideas, not identity, can resume their rightful place in our public discourse. Mr. President, this is the last request I will ever make from this lectern. As a Senate and as a nation, we listen to our better angels, that we recommit ourselves to comedy, that we restore civility to the public discourse.
The former president pro tempore, which means he led the Senate in the absence of the vice president, Senator Hatch overcame poverty as a child and served from 1977 to 2019, making him Utah's longest-serving U.S. senator. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.